People in the know. Objective, probing, thought-provoking. People in the know. CRI's weekly forum on headline stories. Searching analysis and insights from experts on major issues of the times. Every Monday, People in the Know.
Cross-strait relations are once again in the spotlight as Chinese New Year charter flights have gone into operation between the mainland and Taiwan. The event is considered a lead-in to the Three Links package of direct trade, transport and postal exchanges. Hello and welcome to People in the Know, CRI's Monday Forum. I'm Guan Zhenzhen. On Sunday, a passenger plane from Taiwan landed at Shanghai's Pudong International Airport. Operated by Taiwan's China Airlines, the airplane, after a short stop in Hong Kong, took passengers at Pudong Airport to Taipei for Chinese Lunar New Year or the Spring Festival holiday. Most of the passengers are Taiwan business people based in the booming provinces on the Chinese mainland. The chartered flights, altogether 16 during the holiday season, have touched on discussions about when the two sides would open the three direct links, or the direct transport, trade and postal services. Meanwhile, to ensure a peaceful reunification of China, the Chinese government has put forward some creative ideas, developed from President Jiang Zemin's 8-point proposal in 1995 to last year's 16th Party Congress report. In today's People in the Know, we've invited experts from both sides for a discussion on relations across the Taiwan Straits. Our first guest is George Hua. George Hua was born in Taiwan and is now working and living in New York City. Mr. George Hua, welcome to the program. For the first time in more than 50 years, airplanes from Taiwan have landed on the Chinese mainland. How significant the event is for cross-strait relations?
To some extent, this event can be counted as a small breakthrough for cross-strait relations. Even though they are not direct flight, the airplane not only have to stop over in Hong Kong, but also cannot carry any passenger on the way they fly to mainland to take the Chinese compatriot back home. The event is not the direct link of their service. As advocated by the mainland and supported by the majority people in Taiwan, the two-way direct flight saves a lot of time and money. It is the demand of majority people in Taiwan. However, the event is viewed as the first reluctant concessions the Taiwan authority has to make under severe pressure. People are predicting after this event, the Taiwan authorities can no longer hold back the direct link of air service across the Taiwan Strait.
You mentioned that it is really a breakthrough, and you also expressed the hope that it will start the three direct links, namely the direct transport, trade and the mail services between Chinese mainland and Taiwan. Do you think that will be a reality in the near future?
There is an informal statistic data indicates that a delaying of the three direct links costs Taiwan compatriot more than $1 billion a year. Many multinational companies set up their operational headquarters or research centers in Taiwan for the expansion of their business in the Chinese mainland. Because of the lack of the three direct links, they either withdraw or reduce their investment in Taiwan. The Taiwanese compatriot and foreign investor are becoming more impatient with the delaying of the three direct links. The pressure they impose on Taipei authorities are increasing. People are expecting the impact of this event will finally lead to the launching of three direct links in the near future.
Mr. Hua, we know that personally you've been doing the research on cross-strait relations for a long time. If I ask you to describe the current cross-strait relations, what would you say?
I think in the economic areas, the cross-strait relations are getting more integrated. While in the political area, there are still major differences remain to be solved. In other words, the economic relations are hot, while the political relations are still cold. However, just like Mr. Xiao Wanchang, the former chief executive of Taiwan administration, has said, this situation cannot last very long. Sooner or later, The increasingly integrated economic relations will help solve the political differences. The hard economic relations will warm up the political relations. Professor Nancy Tucker of Georgetown University shared his viewpoint to the effect that the economic integration will someday lead to certain forms of unification cross-strait. And I certainly agree with her point.
Just now you said the economic relations across the Taiwan Straits are actually very promising, very successful, but the political relations is kind of in the stalemate. What are the reasons, do you think, are behind this political stalemate between the two sides of the Taiwan Straits?
The political stalemate is because Chen Shui-bian, he won't recognize he himself as a Chinese, though his ancestor is from Fujian, Dao'an, and he won't return back to One China policy. He also denied there is a so-called the 1992 consensus about One China policy. Mm-hmm. And this is the fundamental reason caused the political stalemate.
Mm-hmm. When we talk about the latest development on cross-strait relations, people would mention Chinese President Jiang Zemin's speech at last year's 16th Party Congress. Many new ideas, new concepts were put forward in that speech. How has the Taiwan public responded to that speech?
President Jiang Zemin's proposal is strongly welcomed by the Taiwan public. The major concern of the Taiwan public are peace, stability and prosperity. Mm-hmm. They're really concerned about whether both sides can coexist peacefully, about the so-called international existence spheres. They're also concerned about whether Taiwan is going to have the room for international activity. Jiang Zemin mentioned these three issues in the 16th Congress report, and this is the major concern of people in Taiwan. Formally, ended hostility between both sides is the best guarantee for peace, stability, and prosperity in Taiwan. It will also save Taiwan billions of U.S. dollars that Taiwan used to purchase the sophisticated weapons from the United States. This money can divert to promote the economic development in Taiwan. Therefore, it is a peace dividend for Taiwan.
Mm-hmm. 8 years ago, President Jiang Zemin also put forward an 8-point proposal concerning the peaceful settlement of the Taiwan question. Personally speaking, Mr. Hua, do you think it's still applicable for resolving the Taiwan question now?
It is not only valid and applicable, but also represents the best way for resolving the Taiwan question. The 8-point proposal gives Taiwan plenty of room to play in the international community, provides more and better economic opportunity for the Taiwanese businessmen, protect the Taiwan compatriot from foreign encroachment, lets the Taiwan public share the dignity and the glory of the motherland. The only thing that we have to do is, are we going to let the people in Taiwan understand this is the best way to solve the problem, and how we going to put into practice?
Mm-hmm. So, in your personal opinion, how should we do to let the Taiwan people understand the meaning and benefits of the 8-point proposal?
Only thing is, how we going to promote or expand the mutual exchange of educational program, sports program, and also cultural program? CCTV has daily program broadcast to Taiwan, and we also have a lot of books published during the recent years which provide brief and clear answers to all the questions concerned by the general public in Taiwan. We should get some kind of channel to let all this book published in Taiwan and sell in Taiwan. Right now, we are doing a much better work. Many years ago, according to the general survey, there are only 3 or 4% of the people in Taiwan support the peaceful unification, one country, two system. Now, the percentage has increased to 30%. Well, 30% is still not a very high percentage, but compared to 2 or 3 years ago, the percentage only 3 or 4%. I think is a very high increase. We have to put more resources, either human resources or financial resources, in promoting the idea of peaceful unification, one country, two system.
So, Mr. Hua, when talking about the future of cross-strait relations, people would use the word status quo, which means they would anticipate there will be no dramatic changes. But Chinese President Jiang Zemin also said the Taiwan question cannot be delayed indefinitely. What are the possible scenarios in cross-strait relations, let's say in the next 5 years?
First of all, when the Taiwan public expressed that they want to maintain the status quo, they actually mean they want to keep their way of living. They want to keep their system. If these are what they really want, the peaceful unification, one country, two system, is the best way to keep the status quo. The reason why the Taiwan question must not be allowed to drag on indefinitely is because delaying reunification of China will be harmful to the rejuvenate of Chinese nations. It is not to the benefit of either side. I certainly hope that with the concerted efforts of all the Chinese people, including the Taiwanese compatriots, we can achieve the reunification of our motherland at an earlier day. I am very optimistic. I believe the Taiwanese people will realize return back to the big family is the best way to solve all the problems they are confronting today.
Mr. Hua, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
That was George Hua from Taiwan. Before we continue our discussion, CRI's Shen Qing will give us some background information about the 8-point proposal put forward by Chinese President Jiang Zemin in 1995.
On January the 30th, 1995, just before the Chinese Lunar New Year, Chinese President Jiang Zemin delivered a speech on the peaceful reunification of China. The speech came to be known as Jiang Ba Dian, or the 8-point proposal from Jiang Zemin. The main idea is based on the One Country, Two Systems policy, and is considered a guideline document on the development of relations across Taiwan Straits. Point 1. Adherence to the principle of One China is the basis and premise of a peaceful reunification. Point 2. The Chinese mainland has no objection to the fact that Taiwan develops non-governmental economic and cultural relations with foreign countries, provided this is not intended to enlarge Taiwan's international living space with the aim of creating two Chinas or One China, One Taiwan. Point 3. The permanent position of the Chinese mainland is that the two sides engage in negotiations for a peaceful reunification. Under the premise of One China, anything can be discussed. During the talks, representative personalities from all political parties and all organizations on both sides of the straits could be admitted. Point 4. The Chinese mainland is striving for a peaceful reunification of China. Chinese should not fight among themselves. Point 5. Both sides should develop economic exchanges and cooperation. Point 6. The 5,000-year-old Chinese culture is a spiritual link holding together China's sons and daughters. It's an important basis for reunification. Point 7. All Taiwan compatriots, whether from Taiwan province or from other provinces, are Chinese. The Chinese mainland would fully respect their way of living and their aspirations of governing their own affairs. Point 8. Taiwan leaders are welcome to come over to visit the mainland in an appropriate capacity. Leaders of the Chinese mainland are willing to receive invitations to visit Taiwan.
That was Shen Qing with some background knowledge about President Jiang's 8-point proposal. You're listening to People in the Know, CI's Monday Forum. I'm Guan Chunqun. Our topic today is the cross-strait relations.
This event can be counted as a small breakthrough for cross-strait relations.
So on the political field, the stalemate has not been broken.
The hard economic relations will warm up the political relations.
Taiwan authorities should face the reality and accept the One China principle.
Please stay tuned. Our second guest is Professor Li Peng from Xiamen University in southeast China's Fujian province, which is very close to Taiwan. Professor Li, welcome to the program. In 1995, Chinese President Jiang Zemin put forward an 8-point proposal for resolving the Taiwan question. At that time, it was considered a very creative proposal, but cross-strait ties had not been further promoted. Why was that?
I think we cannot simply say the relations across the straits have not been promoted.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, since the release of President Jiang's 8-point proposal, in 8 years, the cross-strait relations have been kept peaceful and stable, especially the economic and trade relations between the two sides have improved a lot. And the non-governmental exchanges and cooperation between mainland and Taiwan also increased year by year. But on the political field, just as you mentioned, the stalemate has not been broken, sometimes even suffer some setbacks.
Why was that?
Because Taiwan authorities took some separatism actions and released some separatism wars, such as Li Tenghui's visit to the United States in 1995, his so-called theory of state-to-state relationships in 1999, and Chen Shui-bian's so-called theory of one country on each side of the Taiwan Strait last year. These actions and theories deeply hurt cross-strait relations. Up to now, the Taiwan authorities still don't accept the One China principle and denied the 1992 consensus. This all makes the political relations between the two sides still in trouble. But we also can see that because mainland government followed the 8-point proposal and handled the situation correctly, the framework and the developing trend of the cross-strait relations have not changed. So, generally speaking, the 8-point proposal played an important role in developing the cross-strait relations.
On the contrary, with the Taiwan authorities' stance, the mainland has always stressed that the One China principle is the basis for the development of cross-strait relations and the realization of peaceful reunification. And we noticed that at last year's 16th Party Congress, Jiang Zemin further clarified the One China principle. And I quote here, "There is but one China in the world, and both the mainland and Taiwan belong to one China. China's sovereignty and territorial integrity brook no division." How do you interpret such a statement?
We all know that One China principle is the foundation for developing cross-strait relations. So how to express this principle accurately also is very important. President Jiang's 8-point proposal, the expression is there is only one China in the world. Taiwan is an inalienable part of China. But some people in Taiwan thought this expression do not reflect the equal negotiation status between mainland and Taiwan, and some separatists in the island intentionally misused this expression to arouse separatism. In order to clear up the misunderstandings, Chinese government adjusted the expressions. 2 years ago, Vice Premier Chen Qicheng firstly used the new expression. The biggest difference from the old one is both the mainland and Taiwan belong to one China. This new expression was written in a report of CPC's 16th National Congress, not only safeguard the truthfulness of One China principle, but also respect the feelings of Taiwan people and reflect their reasonable requirements.
We also noticed that included in the 8-point proposal was another statement that under One China principle, the two sides could start discussions on anything. At last year's 16th Party Congress, the contents of that anything have been spelled out. What do you think of them?
For historical and present reasons, there are many problems existed in cross-strait relations. These problems need to be discussed as soon as possible. And Chinese government suggested that under the One China principle, these problems can be resolved through negotiations. In Jiang's 8-point proposal, the saying is, under One China principle, we can discuss anything, but it's not so clear what we are going to talk. The issue Comrade Jiang mentioned in the latest report, such as the end of state of hostility, Taiwan's international space, and Taiwan's political status are the most sensitive and crucial problems the two sides are facing now. Also, these problems are deeply concerned by Taiwan authorities and Taiwan people for many years. If we can start negotiating under One China principle and resolve one of these three problems, then the others can be easily resolved. Only by doing so, the political stalemate be broken and the cross-strait relations enter a new era. So I think these new suggestions are very constructive.
The eight-point proposal says Chinese mainland will strive for a peaceful reunification of China. Chinese don't fight with Chinese. At last year's 16th Party Congress, Jiang Zemin also states that the Taiwan question cannot drag on indefinitely. What kind of message do you think the mainland is trying to convey to the people in Taiwan?
I think peaceful reunification and one country, two systems have been Chinese government's basic principles in resolving Taiwan question for many years. Chinese leaders have emphasized many times no one is more eager than we are to resolve the Taiwan question through peaceful means. As to Taiwan question cannot drag on indefinitely, I think that just expressed our desire and determination to achieve the reunification. Also reflect our worries about the development of separatism in the island. But that does not mean we have lost the patience to deal with Taiwan question. We don't have a definite timetable. As long as the Taiwan authorities agree to one China principle, we have enough patience to wait. So I think the message we convey to Taiwan people is very clear that peaceful reunification still is our unchangeable favorite choice.
Professor Li, we know that you've been doing research on cross-strait relations for a long time. And in your opinion, what are the keys to achieving a peaceful reunification of China?
I think the correct way to accompany a peaceful reunification is to promote understandings and establish mutual trust between the two sides. This needs the cross-strait exchanges and engage in political talks. All this must be done under the basis of One China principle. So I think the keys to achieving a peaceful settlement of Taiwan question are the mainland should do everything it can to create more exchanges and contacts between the two peoples. And Taiwan authorities should face the reality and accept the One China principle and don't put any other restrictions on three direct links. Also, some foreign forces, the United States of America and maybe Japan, should stop interfering in Taiwan affairs and stop selling arms to Taiwan. I think the United States is the most important factor. First of all, we should understand Taiwan question is China's internal affairs. But for some historical reasons, the United States, maybe Japan, becomes important factors in resolving Taiwan question. But when Mr. Bush comes to power 2 years ago, I think Sino-US relations suffered some problems. But now it's back to the track. The Bush administration still stick to one China policy. They don't want their relations with Taiwan hurt the development of constructive cooperation relationship with China. I think the Bush administration's Taiwan policy is a kind of two-fold policy. They want to develop relations with China. At the same time, they want to use Taiwan to restrain China's development and take off.
It seems that it is hard for the current Taiwan authorities to accept one China principle. And at last year's 16th Party Congress, when Jiang Zemin delivered the report, he called on the Taiwan people instead of the Taiwan authorities. And foreign media say it is because the mainland has lost hope on the Taiwan authorities. Do you agree with them?
I don't think so. We put much hope on Taiwan people, not on Taiwan authority, just because Taiwan authority up to now refused to accept One China principle. As long as they accept One China principle, we also can put hope on them.
Mm-hmm. Professor Li, thank you for joining us today. The two sides of the Taiwan Straits have been parted for more than 5 decades, making a complex issue of reunification even more complicated. The Taiwan independence mentality is mostly based on the misunderstanding of how things are on the mainland, as well as cross-strait relations. And people who take this seriously will gradually be left out as exchanges between the two sides develop. With that, we end today's People in the Know. From studio assistant Feng Guohui and myself, Guan Junjun, thanks for being with us. And before we say goodbye, we'd like to remind you that the Chinese Lunar New Year, or the Spring Festival, is approaching. CRI has prepared special programs for the holiday season, which will take the place of the next 2 editions of People in the Know. We'll see you on February the 17th. Bye for now.